This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet
now.
All right, welcome back to another The Home episodes of The Podcast. The host of this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
He's in the bottom time now. Bottom square, he goes by the name of Cobb. He's getting ready. We'll check with him later. Cobb, what's going on?
What's up, boys? I hit a couple blacks this week, a couple double blacks. I'm working my way up to war zone. Training is going well, and I feel like we as a group are making progress.
We got a lot of emails this week to get to. All right, in the upper left, Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Cobb beat me to the war zone update.
Yep, I mean, I wrote down again. Cobb, what's the war zone update? How we doing?
Dude, so boys, here's the thing. There is an issue, and I come to you guys as people I respect and arbiters of sports rules. I feel like, okay, I'm in a little bit of a quandary. I made a promise to everyone listening to this podcast, everyone in the greatest land, that I would conquer Warzone in January. For people who aren't aware, I'm learning to ski this month down in Park City, Utah. And that's a double black diamond run, which if you're not a skier, as I was not, that's the hardest type of run there is. But the name jumped off the map at me and I was like, war zone. Like that sounds like God, like the run is called, it's a freaking war zone out there. Like that just sounds insane. Like if I could do that, I could do anything. And so I've been focusing on working my way up to that. You know, just kind of learning to ski, learning to shred a little bit, handle moguls, woods. Well, actually, woods training, we're waiting for powder. But so the thing is, though, all right, I'm going to need you guys to weigh in because the problem is Warzone is on a lift that's called Jupiter, but the lift is closed. So now to get to Warzone, so if the lift is closed, that means they're not doing avalanche control. So to get to Warzone and fulfill my promise, I would have to hike about an hour in deep powder across a thin ridgeline that could collapse at any moment in an avalanche, strap on my skis, and conquer a double black diamond I've never been down before. Or I could substitute in another double black, which kind of feels like cheating. What are your thoughts?
I completely am on the side of do not do this now. Like if it's
another Warzone, Ted, Warzone.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the first year I learned to snowboard, there was also a guy I worked with that learned and like he was on a out of bounds run. Like, trust me, it's not worth it. Like it sounds epic, but also like, dude, if they're not doing avalanche control and the lift's closed, like there's a reason it's closed.
Okay. I like the vote of confidence, Matt.
You know, I would just say at this point, you could tell yourself that you could do Warzone without doing it. Like circumstances, like you can walk out of January and out of Utah and be like, I could do Warzone, but you didn't, but you could. But the avalanche control, and that's fine. And you'll be back there. I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, but there's always next year. So I don't see what the rush is. And I definitely don't advise doing all that sketchy stuff.
Right? It sounds so sketch.
It sounds to me like you've already done some double blacks this month.
I understand your concern. I'm going to risk my life.
I'm asking you, have you done double black diamonds?
I'm just kidding, dude. I honestly would never go up there. Yeah, I did a couple double blacks yesterday.
See? That's as high as it gets. There's no triple blacks.
War zone, boys. War zone.
I mean,
it's the Kentucky Derby of double blacks.
Is it though? Or is it you just hyping up a name? Like, you might have already been on a hard
one. It's literally not at all. It's just a random run that I thought sounded cool.
You need things to look forward to in life, Cobb. You can look forward Warzone and tell yourself you could do Warzone until you do.
Yeah, almost any other time, I'd be on the side of like risk, but I'm like, oh no, man, you might die. No, we're good.
You give Ted 4 beers this weekend, and he's going to call me and go, Warzone! No, I'm just kidding. I'm with you guys. Like, yeah, that avalanche control is crazy, man. Those guys, I mean, mountaineering is just insane. And, you know, yeah, there's just no part of me wants to be in an avalanche.
Right.
Even though the listeners of the podcast would be impressed.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, that is also like, well, I'm like, that's one of the few things we talked about this last week, right? Like skiing and snowboarding is decently like dangerous. Then it's like, oh, you're going outside the runs. Like, yeah, there's no help for you there.
Yeah, exactly. Only God can save you now.
Like, seriously, the dude I'm talking about, he shouldn't have been out of bounds. It was late in the season. And like, there was just a ravine that hadn't been there. And like, yeah, I mean, he had his jaw wired shut. Like, I mean, that shit can fuck you up bad.
Oh my God, he fell down a ravine?
Yeah, because they had done the run the week before. But again, it was out of bounds. It was like spring season. It was like, you shouldn't go out there. And they were like, no, it's fine. We want the like powder. It's like, all right. Yeah, like how he's alive still boggles my mind.
Wow, that's actually insane. That's scary.
Yeah, that's why, like, I know you're kind of messing around. You're like, well, I have to do this or that. I'm like, nope, we're out. We want no part of this on the podcast.
Yeah, especially audio evidence of you guys being like, Warzone.
Warzone, like, get it. And you're like, what happened? Like, we took one risk, one too far.
Yeah. He had a tree, and we'll dig him out in the spring.
I'm sure he's fine. All right, so Cobb, you're over in Utah, mixing in with some new people. One thing I want to talk about this week, I did it over the weekend, was mixing friend groups. Now, I like doing it, but I guess I wanted your guys' thoughts. Like it's always fun hanging out with like a new friend. It's like, oh, this is fun and exciting. But then also it's kind of cool, like bringing somebody with your old friends. Like, I don't know what the question is. Like, what's better? New friends, old friends? Like, I feel you have more fun with the old friends.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit like bartending. I mean, you can always pour whatever liquids you want into a glass, but some mix better than others. And I feel like, Ted, for you, I feel like it's a very viable option because you're kind of the same guy that people hear all the time. I feel like my friend groups are really different and into different things. So I've had a couple weird mix-ins, but generally I feel like they go okay. But I got to be kind of careful about it. I don't know. Did you try it? Is that why this came up?
Oh, yeah. I did it this past weekend, and it worked out great. But also, like, the newer friend in that group, like, I've been hanging out with for a couple of years. Like, all right, he's in. But like, I go back because I have some older friends that are like, I don't hear from you as much. Like, well, yeah, but like, I don't know. The group I run with now, like, I like you, but like, I don't know. Like, they don't just want to sit in the corner of a bar and like not leave these two bar stools. Like, we want to go interact with people. I don't know.
Well, I think one of the cool things about you, Ted, and particularly your party, is your role as a mixer. I mean, that the party you do every year is, it was always it was exciting when I was one of the new friends, and then it was exciting to watch other new friends show up year after year and the old ones, and then like a lot of times there's people that didn't make it one year and then they're there the next year. And it's like, it's a fun thing, but you're kind of the central figure. So I could totally see you mixing friend groups. And I would say in my experience, yeah, it goes like Cobb saying, you got to feel it out. You got to, you got to know both sides, and that your role is the mixer, right? Like, you know, that I feel like you would match those, you know, personalities well, just instinctively, and be like, yeah, of course this new friend's got to meet these guys. We're all, come on over. It's football season. We're going to watch the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. Cause there's certain friends too. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's nothing bad, but just like, well, the way we hang out is different. So it's like, you got to pick and choose how you mix the groups. But yeah, it was just funny. Like,
wait,
go ahead, Kyle.
I was just going to say, Ted, what's your methodology?
Man, this sounds bad, but I think it's a lot of it's just on feel, right? Like, you just kind of know if they will mix in or not. Like, man, I'm trying to, that's hard to explain. Like,
yeah, totally. That's why I was curious.
It's like last summer, right? Like, we easily, right? Like, it's hot as hell, right? I barely slept. We could go over to hang out on the lake with Matt and his family and stuff. And like, we could just sit on the deck and like just drink beers and grill food. It's like, or we could go to the water and interact with everybody else that's here and play cornhole. You know what I mean? So it's like, I got to feel out those friends. Like, does this guy just want to go out to sit in a bar and just, and that's fine. There's a time and place for that. Or it's like, does he want to meet my weird friends that are like good friends and like get fucking like weird, not just say we're getting weird, but like be about it.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that.
The genesis of the story is it's my buddy's Rob birthday, his birthday last weekend. Right. So we go out to White Center, which I don't go to White Center a ton. We go to like five bars, like the mayor's with us. Sean's probably the newest guy in that crew. Like, we're doing appetizer tours. We're having drinks. We end up at a karaoke bar. And then, like, I'm talking to a couple, and they're like, hey, we live around the corner. You want to come get a drink afterwards? Like, we love the show. I'm like, sure. Like, I have, like, eight people with me. And they're like, yeah, bring them over. And, like, literally the only reason that is I'm like, boys, it's 4 a.m. Like, we got to get, like, we have drank them dry of any drop of beer left. Like, now we're drinking their whiskeys. Like, let's rally. Let's get going.
Wait, you went over there with eight people at 2 in the morning?
Right. All right, six, not eight. Yes.
Dude, wow. That's still, I mean, good on them. Like, that's a big impact for a residential household.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what, you know, like,
no, it's
this
fine.
This is neither here nor there, but your friends know how to drink.
Right. Right. Hey, Cobb, seriously.
They're putting a dent in an expensive liquor cabinet.
Yeah, the husband's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, there's like six people with me. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. And then that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody in my crew is like, what happened? It seemed like we were there for 2 minutes. It's like, we had been there for 2 hours. Like, it was very late. I was like, that's why I was just like,
you're called an Uber.
I was like, right, like, let's, we've got to go now. Like, these people eventually want to go.
Yeah. I leave some meat on the bone, boys. You hyenas.
Not only that, at the karaoke bar, I clearly was that guy without trying. I wasn't trying to be an a-hole, but like, everybody's singing karaoke and they're just singing jams, like 90 R&B jams. I'm having a blast. if I have a host, it's like, if you're not actively drinking or like whatever, like you need to have a mask on, right? So the way Sean tells the story is that he's looking around the bar and he's like, what's this guy freaking out about? Everybody's got a mask on. Then he's like, then I pan to the right. There's Ted, just up at the bar, back turned to the dude, no mask on, just talking shit to people. He's like, hey, like literally, Ted, it's you. And I'm like, oh, shit, my bad.
Dude, that's good, man. That's actually hilarious. Wait, where was this? Was a karaoke bar in White Center? This wasn't the skating rink, was it?
No, we weren't down at the bowling alley or the skating rink, right? No, not the skating rink, not the bowling alley. God, I forget the name, but it was like locals only. I was like, oh, this is my speed. Everybody's like, but you don't live
I love that, man. That's neighborhood.
I'm like, yeah, I don't live in this neighborhood, but you know, it's locals only. It's my kind of place.
Ted, you are weirdly, this is a weird compliment, but you are a locals only kind of guy. Like, I don't really, you don't really frequent a lot of like Cheesecake Factories and Applebee's.
Yeah. And I got nothing against a chain restaurant, but you're right. Like, yeah, get me to your local little haunt. It's like, oh, we just the locals having fun. Like, well, I'm here for fun.
Yeah. Put Ted in a local pub with like pull tabs and horseshoes and cold cheap beers, and he's a happy man.
That's basically
and some local chop, actually, too. You like a little bit of like, you like some sports on, and then like a little bit of like local drama or chop happening that we can talk about.
Oh, yeah, dude. And we were all in it. Like one of the bars we went to, I started chatting up some people, and they were like, well, you know, a lot of people have thoughts on her. And I'm like, oh, do tell. Like, I have no idea who anybody is. Like, give me the gossip. I'm here for it now.
Yeah, but what they don't realize is wolf in sheep's clothing. They're like, oh, this girl, the town whore. And you're like, oh, she sounds horrible. Give me her number.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't seem that whorish. She showed up alone. She is alone here, right?
Yeah. And the boyfriend is still in prison? Okay, good.
I mean, that's basically what we were doing. All right, I think
not to blow up your spot or anything, but we've known each other in a long time, you know?
Yeah. Dude, honestly, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what the conversation is about newer friends and old friends, but like, you know, new guy mixed in great. And they were just like, do you guys party like this all the time? And I was like, no, but I do have a couple friends where, like, I don't know how to explain it. These nights just kind of happen.
Yeah, no, but sometimes, yes.
Yeah, like once a month, yeah. But outside of that, we're usually very, like, just quiet, normal people. It's like, what did somebody say to me on Saturday, right? They're like, I was like, ah, it's just, you know, a normal Saturday. They're like, you're not a normal human. And I'm like, you're right. Trying to be.
Yeah, well, dude, it's so funny sometimes. Like, I feel like you know, for every like three nights that you go out and it's like every once in a while it's like kind of a dud, you know, you just like go have a burger, chat with your friends for a little bit and go home. Like every once in a while you get rewarded for your consistency with one of those wild nights like that that is so fun. And I feel like, you know, you pay your dues long enough and you end up on some like some crazy benders and adventures, and those are the nights I love. But you got to put in the time, you know? They don't just happen by accident.
Oh, yeah. And trust me, dude, you're right. It's law of averages like anything else. There's plenty of nights we're just kind of like, I don't know. We're going out to get some wings, watch a game. And like, right, like, trust me, by this weekend, I'll be like, all right, we can hang out. We're not doing what we did last weekend. That was out of control. But you're right. When they just like, and it was like 2 weeks after the holidays, like people just seemed fired up. Like people that were out to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. It just happened. Sometimes you feel the air underneath your wings.
Yeah, I mean, I put it to you this way. I mean, I had switched from beers, and I was like, what are you drinking now? I'm like, I drink tequila and water on the side now. Like, what is that about? I'm like, I don't know. Somebody bought me one. It's just my new thing for the next hour. I'm like, I'll move past it.
That's, for those of you playing along at home, that is like the Ted Smith equivalent of wearing like a leopard print suit. Like, I'm changing it up. Like, I'm going off.
Right. I'm a cocktail guy now. Like, are you sure? Like, yeah, the games are over, dude. I got nothing to do tomorrow. Arsenal game's postponed.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, are you sure? You've been the quintessential beer guy, literally, like, in beer advertisements for a decade. You're like, no. Now I'm a tequila guy.
Right. Well, you know, somebody was like, let me buy this tequila. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, this is great. They're like, it is. I'm like, what is this? They're like, oh, I'm going to start drinking that.
Yeah, give me six more of those.
Yeah. Well, we did the normal game, too, of like, you know, like, we went to like five or six different places. It's like the first couple, the tabs, whatever, and by like the third or fourth bar. So he's like, this tab's all me. I was like, I'm switching to fancy tequila now. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. All right. You know what? We can take a break there and come back and do some emails and what's maddening. I will also warn people, I have switch teams. I'm pro air fryer now. It's not just frozen things. You can cook actual like meat in there and vegetables. Like yeah, I would say the air fryer is getting used on the daily in my house.
The daily?
It's getting fancy. Used a lot, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big update.
It is, right? I mean, I don't know. Right now, like, the crock pot keeps giving it evil looks. Like, this is my territory, air fryer. Ease up.
Who do you think you are?
God, yeah, that is a big update to just sneak in right before a break like that, Ted.
Yeah.
I mean, I showed you that meme of, like, how people with air fryers look down on the rest of us.
All right, well, dude, here's the thing. Like, I thought it was just going to be, like, heating up frozen food, but, like, you just buy, like, little skinless, boneless chicken, throw some oil and some seasoning on it, throw it in there, and, like, you get, like, fried chicken. It's much better than the oven.
Ted, you are better than us. We know that.
This is no, called that's virtue awesome, man. I'm glad you're getting some use. Through appliances.
Yeah. Yeah, virtue signaling through appliances. Exactly. Ted's like, yeah. Pretty soon, like, Ted's not calling us back for the Christmas party. He's like, wait, you guys don't have an air fryer?
It's an air fryer yeah, event.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. I'm going to need proof of your air fryer. Like, I'm going to need at least a photo or a receipt.
You know,
it's like those guys.
Don't bother.
Poker.
I'll check your Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, you're not posting about them publicly. I don't want you here.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like the guys with backyard smokers. They're like, oh, you're using like cedar wood instead of, you know, whatever, like mesquite. Like, oh, come on. I'm like, I live in an apartment. What do you want me to do?
Rookies. All right. For real, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and finish up stuff. All right, welcome back. As always, thanks to our sponsors. By the way, update, boys. My guy I went to high school with definitely coaches at Brown University, and now Brown University Wrestling is following me on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Todd Beckerman.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. I feel like we just, you know, like, I mean, I'm recording this from, like, a bunk bed, and, I just feel like sometimes we get like dialed into just like chatting with each other. And then you forget that there's like real world implications and impacts. Like when I almost got you beat up by a Juicy J's trainer or whatever.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, made another UFC appearance. Oh, boys.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Like I knew Todd coached there, but I liked to tweet. And I was like, oh, look at Brown Wrestling following me now. Like, they have no idea. And the worst thing is, like, we know nothing. I was just like, yeah, we just started making fun of Brown for some reason.
Yeah, all we know is that we can't get in. That's pretty much all we know about Brown.
Right. That part we're sure of.
And if we could, we couldn't afford it. What's up?
Oh, all right, Cobb. We got some emails there.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Yeah. Quick transition. Sorry, I let my... I'm slipping over here. I let my laptop close. Big mistake. Okay, I got them right here. Yes, we got three this week. So, all right, last week we were talking about wild 2022 predictions.
All right.
First email, subject line, wild 2022 prediction. Hello to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
I think this year is going to be fairly good for many people, at least better than 2020 and 2021. But my wild out there prediction I have for 2022 is alien contact. In fact, maybe an encounter that's not pleasant and the world realizes we are all one community of beings and of beings of Earth, and this encounter unifies us to set aside pettiness and work together on a common cause, since environmentalism doesn't seem to be doing it. So, if the aliens send us a warning from outer space this year, you're going to be like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Michelle. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, what if we start hanging out with aliens and they just have something we've never heard of? Which, I have three thoughts. Number one, their chicks are just dimes. Like, we're just attracted.
Super horny.
Right. Number two, they have some delicious beverage they drink. Like, or number three, they have the craziest weed. Yeah.
Ted, dude, are you see? Ted, the odds that an alien is going to look attractive to us are almost zero. I'd love that in your fantasy world, like, it's hot chicks with cold beer and great weed coming to visit Earth.
Right? Like, goddamn, I have been waiting for this encounter.
Like, this is my dream. You sound like those guys. I'm reading a book right now called Educated. I don't know if anyone listening has read it, but they're talking about like the whole the Weavers in Idaho, the whole Randy Weaver standoff, and how basically like tons of preppers were fetishizing like Y2K, and how like everyone was all excited and like, oh my God, like this is my moment. You know, I've been stocking peaches in my basement for 5 years and it's only going to happen. And it didn't happen. Like, that's like you waiting for aliens. You're like, all right, I've been saving myself for marriage. I remained single. I got really good at drinking beers. Like, now is my time to shine.
Right. And like, it's not just they have good weed, but it's already like hand rolled with a filter and they're like cool over the crutch and they're like cool about it. It's like, damn it. I knew I was waiting for this. Take me to Venus.
And they're like, we only want to suck the dicks of the people who are really good at smoking it.
Yeah,
we're looking for our king.
On our planet, body hair is a bonus. Yes.
We love body hair and male pattern baldness. That's what we praise. Oh, god damn it, boys. Okay. Crazy. So, dude, that's so funny. That's like your dream.
Like, they totally blow our mind. And then, like, they're like, yeah, man, like, what happened? Like, well, they were hot. And they had a cool beverage and really good weed. So, yeah, I'm down with the aliens.
Yes. He came out of the spaceship and she was just a smoke show, man. What are you going to do?
Right, it's always like, but she's green. Like, I know she's green. We don't talk about it. Alien hater.
Okay. Ted, man.
It could happen, boys. You never know. Never know.
2022. Here we come.
Look, don't blame me. It's Michelle.
What if they're Swedish, boy?
Michelle put this idea in my head. She's the crazy one.
Yeah, all these Swedish models just crash land from another planet. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Crazy 2022 prediction. First, I would like to say that I'm a little disappointed with Ted for talking about sports being basically over for a while after the Super Bowl. The Premier League season will start winding down soon. There will be a battle for the title, a battle for top four, and a battle for the relegation zone. Inject the Premier League drama straight into my veins. Also, the Champions League knockout rounds start right after the Super Bowl, and that is the best sports competition we get to see every year. This leads me to my crazy prediction for 2022. Arsenal will finish in the top four and qualify for next year's Champions League, Ted. You just got to believe. I'm a longtime Chelsea supporter, And I know you're an Arsenal supporter, but as long as we both hate Tottenham, we can still be friends. I appreciate what you guys do. Thanks for keeping the laughs coming. Courage, Johnny Thunder.
I mean, look, Johnny's not wrong. And Arsenal, you know, is doing good. I mean, I do think we can finish top four this year. And he's right. That is the sport I watch the most, like, this time of year. But, like, Johnny, also, me and you are the only assholes getting up at 7:30 or 8:30 to watch these matches, or the 4:30 starts on Saturday. So you're right. You're right to call me out. There's plenty of sports still going on. I'm just thinking, like, Sunday afternoon, like, not a lot of Arsenal matches.
That's fair. That's fair. It's more obscure sports.
Oh, yeah. And he's right.
The Actually, that's not even the right term. Not obscure sports, but obscure times and dates. Like, less unification.
Yeah, and he's right. Champions League is super cool. Like, I don't know. In theory, you could do it in, like, basketball. Kind of do it in baseball with, like, the World Baseball Classic. But, like, it is dope having all the top-tier teams from Europe, and then you get to decide who's the best club in Europe.
But Ted, you were against the Super League.
Well, yeah, because that would destroy Champions League and the domestic leagues. Super League is just like having Champions League as a season. I'm like, well, that's not as fun. You still got to win your domestic cup. Like, look, I'll nerd out for a minute. And that's always a thing too, right? If your team wins Champions League, but you lose your domestic cup, then you go, Champions League's more important. But if you win the Premier League and you lose Champions League, you go, when the Premier League's more important?
Yeah, that's true. Night skiing and predictions. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Night skiing is not just a Seattle thing. I live in central Massachusetts, and it's very common in the Northeast. A lot of after-school programs or town recreation programs offer ski programs during the week when the mountain is not as busy. By the time the kids get out of school and drive to the mountain, it's already dark. Ted, that small pocket on jeans is for an old-school pocket watch, but I think it's used for drugs more often. Any commentary, Ted?
I mean, that's pretty much either it's a lighter or it's some amount of marijuana generally in that pocket for me, if I have something in there.
Some amount of marijuana. All right. My crazy prediction for 2022 is that newly elected Teamster president will succeed in unionizing Amazon. I don't understand how people think unions are a bad thing. Job security, pensions, and contracts that employers must abide by. Enjoy the new year. Jimmy, driving around the Boston area in my fuel tanker. P.S. Pancakes suck. Waffles are far superior.
Attaboy, Jimmy. Yeah. Right? And he's from Boston, man. It's a tough man. Knows a hearty meal. Delicious meal. It's called a waffle.
That's true. I would have thought a Boston guy would go pancakes. That is interesting.
Well, Cobb, you only live there for college. You're not a real Boston person.
Yeah, well, totally. And I was in a nice area, which would be more of a waffle area, but I feel like most of my proselytizing on pancakes was that they are the working man's breakfast, you know, the roll up your sleeves, spit on your hands and go to work pancake versus the fluffy, you know, sort of French sounding waffle.
Oh, okay, sir. I guess we're hating on Europe now.
That's what I'm saying. yeah, so that's why, you know, I feel like this is a big vote in your camp, Ted, because it sort of disproves where I was at.
I tell you what, if the Teamsters could unionize Amazon delivery drivers, that would be unbelievable. But that's just such a hard process because there's so many workers. But in theory, right, it would be the Teamsters because you're talking about driving trucks.
Yeah, there's so many workers and there's so much turnover, and Amazon is so actively and aggressively trying to fight that, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
So tough, but that would be cool.
Mm.
Well, and all also, right. I think some of the delivery drivers are actually their own companies and they contract for Amazon too. So maybe it's like more the warehouse worker he's talking about. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I mean, the contract work is a lot of way to get around certain things that unions want, right? Like, you don't have to give them insurance.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, it's the give and take on that. It's like, right, the idea that you're your own boss is awesome, but also, like, is that an advantage for you? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say most times it's a disadvantage. It's like Blackwater. You guys remember that group?
Sure.
Yeah, like, basically, U.S. military can't do a bunch of stuff, so they call in a quote-unquote contractor of ex-U.S. military guys to kind of carry out the dirty work and get paid for it. Yeah, I feel like a lot of tech companies now using contractors are kind of the same type of situation.
Yeah. Well, the business world gets caught in a certain area, too, where it's like, I love some coach speak, but there's only so many times you can use coach speak. Sometimes you're also just going to be like, hey, we got our butts whipped today. Whereas, like, sometimes business takes that angle. And it's like, no, this is an opportunity. Like, no, it's not. You just don't want to pay me this or that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's where like that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, it sounds awesome. You're going to have some dude sell you that it's great for you. It's like, maybe he needs benefits too.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you this, man. So I run a family business and I've never once used that word around employees. If your employer is ever like, well, here we're a family, they're trying to take advantage of your like loyalty, basically. It's they don't want to pay you more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why family and blood don't mix. Or what's it? Money what? And blood. Money and blood. Not family. Money and blood don't mix. all right. Well, on that note, I think it's time to check in and see what's Batman.
Check out with what's Batman.
Well, I don't think that was on the cast earlier when we were talking about how I had plans this weekend to watch playoff football, and it was just like I couldn't even remember what I did this weekend because none of the games were interesting. It was just like very boring, a lot of blowouts, and yeah, I don't know. I blocked out some hours, and then it was like, well, guess I'll hop on Twitter or practice my putting or do some pull-ups or whatever. Like,
yeah, some of the scores were closer in the end, but you're right, like. Like most of the games seem like early on it was like, oh, this is kind of over.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other team just never got back into it. And then the score was like, if you just
the Niners Cowboys, that one came down to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was interesting. Other than that. Yeah. Well, I've played golf for money a few times and won. It's not like a lot of money, even though there's people here with a good amount of money. They don't bet a lot on their golf game, but yeah, I've been involved in some money games and I've got a little bit of that clutch factor as it turns out, which is a lot of fun. It just adds a new element of pressure to the game that is already frustrating and difficult enough, and stepping up in those big moments. And it's fantastic. It makes me come alive. I love it. So, yeah, it's like we played $5 for the whole round. It was five bucks on best ball, us, me and my dad versus these other guys. And I mean, they didn't win a fucking hole. We just went on a tear. They were like, what is your handicap, dude? This is not fair. And I was like, look, guys, I'm playing out of my mind right now, but you guys turned this into a competition on the first hole, so I don't feel too bad for you. And yeah, shot a great round, 83 at the end, and
nice.
Yeah, it was super fun. And then we played again today. There's some money. I didn't play particularly well, but there's still a couple clutch things where it's like, because you're playing as a team, and it was like this thing where there's other teams and it's like, oh dang, I need to score this hole for us. And so, you know, pulled my weight. We won that by like 5-6 strokes or something today. So yeah, it's been it's been fun having a little bit of money on the line, playing with these guys that are country club members, and you know, just yeah, it's a blast. I feel like I'm on another level.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, me and my buddy, we do it all the time. Like, if we watch UFC fights, like, we don't bet a ton, but just like, I don't know how to explain it. There's $5 on it. Next thing you know, you're like yelling at them and screaming at each other, like, no, this guy's going to win. And it's like, it's $5. It does not matter, but it's like, it adds more excitement.
It really does. And I was like, basically on the first hole that day, they were like, oh, we're going to make it a little interesting for ourselves. Do you guys like to place a wager or something, or like do teams or something? And I just shut my mouth. My dad's like, yeah, you know, they set up how we'll do. Oh, well, we'll do best ball. Okay, cool. You know, whatever. And they're like talking it out. And I had like two shots while they're figuring out the details. And I was like, it doesn't matter. And I just smoked them both, ended up birdieing the hole. But like, by the time I was putting, I knew it was just for $5 for the whole round. I was like, is that per hole? And it was like, no, they're talking about just for the entire thing, just $5. All right, whatever. But by that time I was dialed in. First hole, got that birdie. And it was just like, yeah, just putting these. It's funny because they're like, you know, in their 70s and 80s, like, I was just so into it. As I think back to it, I'm like, those guys were pretty old, dude. Like,
I like the idea too that when you beat them,
that's awesome.
You take the $5, you're just shirtless, like flexing on them. It's wow. Like, oh, get some. Old man, you better have dinner by 4.
Yeah. Eat your jello, old man.
Right, move along. All right, so you watch bad football, now you gamble money from old guys.
Yeah, I'm the ringer. My handicap's going down, but right now it's like I can play below it by a solid 5 strokes. I don't know what hit them.
Damn it. Oh, I love it. All right, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, 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 doop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right, so Matt kind of inspired me with, you know, talking about taking money from old men and playing golf. You know, old, I've been skiing, and I feel like that's something like even better, social justice in action.
That's what I'm saying.
And, now you just got to redistribute it. So, yeah, I've been skiing this week, you know, and I was just kind of thinking about like old people activities and what you can do as you age, you know, because, yeah, well, we're all getting older, although we're not there yet. So Cobb's topic this week is, what's an quote unquote old person activity that you thoroughly enjoy? I mean, it can be everything from like grunting when you get out of your chair to playing pickleball. What do you got, boys? Oh, feel free to email us, literally the word email, at thepodcast.com.
Posture. Old people love posture. They love, yeah, it changes their lives. It's just years and decades of gravity and, you know, lack of awareness. And then, you know, but they realize their posture is bad. They just don't really know what to do about it. And I'm a posture nerd that I just think it's so fun to talk about. And yeah, it's a great conversation starter. But yeah, learning about posture is my thing, and they just love having better posture. And you know, mine's pretty solid, but know how to work with it. And yeah, that's one that I'm just having a great time running around this town being like, tuck your tailbone. All right. See you later. And just sending them on their way. Like, give me 3 minutes and I'm going to be like, just check this out. Your core automatically kind of engages. You feel that, like, all right, later, I got to go. But yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
I mean, I don't use it for like aerobics like they do, but I love the fact that old people love using a pool. And like, we work out in here, like we hang out in here, like they're all about using indoor pools. And Cobb knows, like, I'm
oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm the nerd about like indoor. I mean, Christ almighty, Lapine, Oregon. Again, Best Western 24-hour indoor pool. Love that place.
Best Western.
And I love the best. And I love the idea of being like, I don't know, man, it's Wednesday. It's 3:00. It's like, we're going to go get like a bowl of soup and half a sandwich and a white wine spritzer. It's going to be like $6. Like, God damn it, old people, I'm in. Like, I like your early you afternoon.
Bitch, I'm in.
Right? Like, oh, yeah, we're retired. We don't have to do stuff. Like, let's have a light cocktail and a cheap, like on a late lunch, early dinner, like in.
See, for me, weirdly, it's like the like super early morning walk. Like I wake up naturally pretty early. And like sometimes it'll be like, you know, 5:30 and I'll go walk around the lake in Austin. And I'm like, wow, it's like just me and like everyone over 65 out here. Let's go.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm trying to think, like I'd like to get into shuffleboard. It feels like something we could all do.
Shuffleboard's big.
Oh, yeah. We're watching Wheel of Fortune. They love Wheel of Fortune and crossword puzzles.
Yeah. I'm out on the crossword puzzles. I'm a bad, well, I'm on Wheel. I'm a bad speller. But catch me in some bingo.
Yeah, dude. Bingo. I forgot about that.
That and, like, I'm just down with, like, sitting around a fire and, like, talking about old days. Even if I, again, bringing it back to how this podcast started. Even if I didn't grow up in that town or wherever, it's like, hey, you're right. Things aren't the same. Of course, change is all we got. So that remains the same. Just like, yep. Mm-hmm.
I've heard Sounds this word. Changed. I've heard this word a lot since I moved down here to Palm Springs. I'm not sure if I do it or if I am one. And it could be a verb or an adjective or a noun. I guess mostly it's a verb, but to schmooze.
Oh, yeah. Like schmooze people.
Yeah. Am I a schmoozer?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a schmooze. Okay.
But it's so, not, I mean, it's not a bad, it depends on how people use it, but it can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Right. Like, I have no angle.
Yeah, it's a Jewish term.
Yeah, like I'm great at schmoozing with people, you know, just like meeting people. Like that's where I thrive.
Okay, I love schmoozing. I'm a big schmoozer down here, and old people love to schmooze. And not all of them, but
they do.
You lock, you know, I takes a schmoozer to know a schmoozer, and you find them, and it's on, dude.
Yeah, cops, right? That's just like an old school Jewish term. Like, oh yeah, like at least like you say like. Oh, look at him schmoozing over there with those people. It's like, yeah, you got to get in. Got to talk to them. See what they're about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's it's like a Yiddish word. And yeah, Jewish term.
Just, oh, man. All right. Well, there we go. Matt, name this one, schmoozing. I have no idea how to spell it, by the way.
Me neither. I was thinking. I went to write it down like, shit.
Oh man. All right.
S-C-H-M-O-O-Z-E. Since that's my role here.
Yeah, we're back next week. I don't know. It's January. Nothing too exciting going on. Right? I was like, everybody's here.
Way to sell it.
Yeah. Cobb, Warzone's done. We don't want him to die. But yeah, we'll be here next week. You know, care about coming by. Anyhow, for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.